hearing this song on your phone, in your car, or in aisle 7 of the grocery store, you're not really hearing it. You're not really hearing the hypnotic disco synth as clearly as you could. You're not really feeling the bass line in your chest. And you're certainly not hearing a century of sound innovation. The only way to hear this song the way the artist intended is to hear it on a Denon home speaker. A speaker built with as much craft, dedication, and precision as the music it plays. Which means you won't just hear the song, you'll feel it. Denon home wireless speakers, crafted by the sound obsessed, for the sound obsessed.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
All day I lining, it's beers and punching. All day I lining, it's beers and punching. When they ask me what I doing with my life, I want to be a limer forever. Want to be a limer forever. All day I lining, it's beers and punching. All day I lining, it's beers and punching. When they ask me what I doing with my life, I want to be a limer forever. Want to be a limer forever. Well, it's Dolly Boy and Exodus in my heart studios. At every chutney show, the girls them whining low. I drinking today and I don't care about tomorrow. Whoever idols go, I let my partners know. We drinking today and we don't care about tomorrow. So if it's down by Cora, bring liquor, everybody drinking. No pressure if it's down by Cora, bring liquor, everybody drinking. No pressure. When they ask me what I doing with my life, I want to be a limer forever. Want to be a limer forever. All day I lining, it's beers and punching. When they ask me what I doing with my life, I want to be a limer forever. Want to be a limer forever. Gone down sour to check one of my partners. I just get me pay and tomorrow is Friday. We currying a duck for soul and we playing all fours. I just get me pay and tomorrow is Friday. So you could call my cell phone all the time wherever I is, you know. There's a line you could call my cell phone all the time wherever I is, you know. There's a line. When they ask me want to be a limer forever. Want to be a limer forever. All day I liming, it's beers and punching. When they ask me what I doing with my life, I want to be a limer forever. Want to be a limer forever. Something go wrong, how long will I tree. Them young girls these days, all they want is your money. So I just can't take she. By the bar, she go drink out all of my liquor. So I just can't take she. By the bar, she go drink out all of my liquor. Only knocking and complaining as my wife. I don't really want she as my lover. I want to be a lima forever. All day aligning, there's beers and punching. When they ask me what I'm doing with my life, I want to be a lima forever. Want to be a lima forever. All day aligning, there's beers and punching. All day aligning, there's beers and punching. When they ask me what I'm doing with my life, want to be a lima forever. Want to be a lima forever. Want to be a lima forever.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, La Chica, coming at you live and direct from the 6. On today's show, I'll be featuring our very own Toronto's own Limer Boy. I am pleased to welcome Dolly Boy G, everyone. Welcome.
Hey, Linda. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be on your show and be the probably top five, first five in your show so far, and many more to come.
And I would first off like to say thank you for being a special guest. And today we'll be talking about, you know, learning more about you, learning more about your music career, and sharing with our listeners all the exciting things that you've encountered in your music career so far.
Awesome. I'm excited to share as much as I can share with you guys, and excited to be on your show, of course.
Thank you. Well, welcome, and we'll jump right in. So, Ganesh, tell us, how did you get into the music industry?
Good question. The music industry on the whole was something that I've always admired as a fan.
Okay.
And just growing up listening to some of the really classical chutney artists, such as like Sunny Man, Rakesh, Anand Yankaran, my aunt Ramaraji Prabhu, Raymond Ramnarayan, all these guys that are well known now and still been well known for years past. I've always looked up to, and having family members in the music industry, such as my aunt, who is Ramaraji Prabhu, and all of her kids, which she has 4 sons who are very much in the music industry and well-known in Trinidad and around the world, like The Hitman, Navin Prince, the Prince Prabhu, and their older brother, The King, and that's their, I've always looked up to and admired, wanted to be a musician as well, but I didn't get to the learning the instruments like they did.
Okay.
I just believed that I had a voice. From a young age, I entered talent shows like in my school, and I was pretty successful in them, like being a short brown guy, brown boy, going up on stage singing Backstreet Boys and
yes,
you know what I mean. Like it's something that I've always had a need to do. It's not like I tried it. I always needed to do it. Great feeling to be on the stage. So get into the industry was just my family motivation that got me there, and my own drive as well, seeing that I my singing improved when my voice changed. And yeah, it was very exciting to jump into this industry and have my first song take off.
Wow. So that was your very first track ever made, Limer Boy?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Lima. All right. Well, on that same Limer tip, tell us a bit about your music and give our listeners, for those who do not know about chutney music or not familiar with the genre, let them know a bit about your music and the genre.
Well, for the listeners, chutney music is a Indian derived it's a melodies that came from India and instruments that was blended with a lot of Indian instruments. And nowadays, chutney soca, there's some kind of African drums in there now.
Okay.
And my side of it is I write a lot for not only myself, but for other artists in the industry. So I've built my craft on more of the chutney soca side to it. Not the classical singing where my family has built their name in,
okay,
but the more chutney soca side where I can showcase my skill, my craft, which is writing and vocal, a little bit of vocals. I wouldn't say I'm the greatest, but I'm up there with what I can accomplish in the studio. And yeah, I just, chutney music and my music, it goes hand in hand because I believe that I tell a story in most of my music. And it's very relatable stories that people can just see themselves it happening to them or it already happened to them. So, and that's what chutney music is on the whole. It's a lot of storytelling and a lot of sweet melodies. And I believe like with some of my songs was a lot of Bollywood melodies that I've taken and used because they were my favorite songs growing up. And some of my music is melodies I've actually created myself. Pretty awesome to be able to showcase my music ability, not playing instruments and drums and keyboards, and just being able to write and create a melody is something that I bring forth to this chutney soca industry.
And you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that because I've also spoken with other artists, other chutney artists, including Terry Gajraj, Ranjit Ramdin, and they all started off playing instruments from childhood. So that's what really helped propel their careers because they had that musical background. It's interesting how you're saying that, no, you did not play any instruments, but you still wanted to be in music.
Yeah, straight singing, I was in a choir from since grade 7 till grade 12. Just the other day, I went into the LCBO and I bumped into my high school vocal teacher. And
okay,
it was incredible to just bump into her and tell her, hey, I am a artist now and I have a really good music that my people in Trinidad and the rest of the world, the West Indian community appreciates. And
right,
she was just amazed. And she told me, she's like, I'm not shocked, but it's great to hear an outcome of like yours. And I told her, I'm like, it's a never ending process. I'm not done. I'm not done accomplishing what I want to accomplish. And
yes,
when meeting her just gave me an extra boost to my confidence, to be honest. Like all the little techniques she taught us, all the little warm-ups she showed us, I still use most of them. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm finding myself in a shower doing zim, 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 all these different things because it helps breathing, it helps pronunciation, and
right,
I could only be thankful to her because I wouldn't have known and remembered those things if it wasn't instilled in me by her.
Okay. Now, even though chutney music was established millions and millions of years ago, hundreds of years ago, right? It's still not as known and familiar like other genres. Let's say pop music, dance music, hip-hop music. It's universal, these types of genres. Why do you think this is about chutney music? And what are you doing to change this since this is your predominant genre?
I love that our music is appreciated by our people.
Right.
But it's always a goal to have it appreciated amongst hip-hop, rap, reggaeton, reggae. It's like it's a goal of I'm pretty sure every chutney artist in the industry. And I sometimes you might listen to other artists and you'd chutney artists and you'll say, hey, why? Okay, I know you want it to go mainstream, so why are we still using certain generic beats like that?
Okay, right.
And it's all about adapting. And I feel like chutney on the whole, they're not ready to adapt. They just want to keep it sounding a little bit classical, like how
familiar the, even?
Yeah. Familiar. Yeah, they want it to be familiar, to be honest. And with artists like Ravi B, KI, myself, even Ranjeev, Stinky, Master Salim, like I could only speak for the few that I called there because I know them a little bit enough to say they're on the same page as trying to get this mainstream. Everybody who is in our industry, chutney, they believe that we can run par and par with soca and we could go par and par with reggae. And I believe that too. So I want to keep writing. I want to keep creating and I want to keep finding that beat for this this to happen, you know. And it's a goal of all these artists. I know they're gonna go and try their hardest every time in the studio to get something sounding that we could bring forth to the world. And I know every song we could bring forth to the world, future and past, but if it didn't get through to them then it wouldn't get through to them now. So it's got to be something different. And I'm excited because I got a lot of different stuff coming.
Okay. Very exciting. Mm-hmm. All right. And now on that same tip about chutney music not being mainstream like other genres, do you think it's tougher for new chutney artists trying to make a name for themselves in the game, like our next generation of singers?
It is not a tough go,
okay.
But it's how you keep going. So
okay.
It's easy to come in and release a song, but to keep going is the hardest part of this industry because
right.
you can get drowned out fast and never heard again because of certain routes you might take. And you should be keeping that momentum going every time. So with these new artists coming up, I see a lot of really amazing people and amazing talents. It's just, I believe that they're trying their hardest as well to get it to their style, get it to their vision, you know? And it's all about the vision of the artist. The vision of the artist is where you look at yourself and know where you can be. And
right.
I'm pretty sure these young artists, they're looking at themselves and they know where they can be. And I could never say, hey, an artist is not belonging of this, of being an artist, because everybody's different. And what you want to accomplish might be different than this artist. And you never know, this artist might accomplish what he set out to accomplish already. And so it's the sky's the limit in at the end of the day,
right,
for everybody. But
right.
Some people have their limits.
Okay. Now, how did you learn to write and make music? I mean, you do also have a Hindi component to some of your music. How did you learn that?
Being able to rhyme at first, it was a goal of mine. Just growing up, some of my cousins, we would get together, we'd try to write a song, and then we'll do our little fake performances to everybody. And it's just being able to write better than them, trying to write better than them, got me better. Not saying
okay.
They're not as good as me, but just going up against good, stiff competition makes you better. And being able to just take melodies and Indian melodies that have Hindi lyrics and add English to it, it was just a goal of mine from since I was a kid. And then when growing up and I'm listening to the industry, I see and I hear them use melodies that I'm familiar with, only Hindi though.
Okay.
But there's English, it's an English song, and it's
right.
a Hindi melody. So it made me believe that, hey, if they're doing it, I could do it too, you know?
Absolutely. Okay. So now from Limer to Start a War to Same Girl, and the list goes on and on and on. You've dropped some music over the years. What would you say is your best track, your favorite track, and why?
I wouldn't say my best track is my opinion.
Yes.
But to the world, my best track so far is Limer. And that has given me the opportunity to go lots of places in this world and meet a lot of people. But my favorite song, to be honest, is Maneba.
Okay.
So that is a story that was probably one of the first songs I've ever written. And it was probably written before Limer. But
oh, okay.
Limer just beat it to the punch. Like, I thought of Limer, and then I'm like, okay, I'm going to do Limer first. And so happens I did Limer first, and Maneba was my second song. And the storyline in the song is basically a back home life type of thing. You have no running water in your house. You have to go tote water and bring it to your house. And
oh, wow.
on the way toting water, you meet this girl who happens to be the neighbor. And you know, it's just like, who thinks of this stuff? And it came to me. And just like all of my songs, I can't explain how it comes to me. It's just being able to have an idea and knowing how to get that story out. It's hard to explain how that happens.
Okay.
But well, it happens.
Guys, for the record, my favorite track hands down is Limer. Not even gonna lie, the first time I heard that track, it just saying to me, I saw myself at the bar, and it was almost like I just realized I'm a coolie gal. It hit me then and there. So that track definitely hits home. Just
awesome.
Casually throwing that out there, Dolly Boy.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your new track, Start a War. It was released just earlier this year. What was your inspiration on that track?
The good question on that topic there. Start a War, the idea is just life in the hold. It's a story about love, and it's a story about wanting to do good in your life, and then how bad always follows you, you know? So the idea of that song came to me because it happened to somebody I knew. And I just had to figure out how to write about it, to be honest. And yeah, so he went to the club, met this girl, thought he was getting lucky, which he probably did get. He got lucky, but the next day he had to deal with her husband. You know what I mean? So I took it and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make people smile when they listen to this, you know? And I'm pretty sure I smile every time I listen to it. So I could just imagine everybody who just takes into the lyrics and shares the song with someone, they have something to smile about with how I've arranged everything and how I told the story of it. It's a total different style from how Chutney is.
I noticed that. Yes.
I put in a little bit of rap style to it, a rapish, singish type of thing. Cause I'm from Toronto, and you know how Toronto rappers, they sing too. So
yes,
I'm a sing rap if I have to, you know?
But that's what hip hop is. I mean, hip hop is singing in there.
That's how I believe Chutney's gonna take this stage and shine. It's just being able to show versatility.
And yes.
You know what I mean? If we could show versatility in our music with our beats and our instruments and our melodies, we're going to be just fine.
Okay. Now, Dolly Boy is definitely a very unique name. How did you come up with your artist name? Who is Dolly Boy?
Dolly Boy is a name that was given to me when I was very young and my hair was very long. My grandmother just looked at me and she started to say, "You're my Dolly Boy." And
okay.
With that being said, her name is Dolan.
Ah.
So it really worked well because I was really her Dolly Boy. Right? And from that day going forward, like all my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, my mom, everybody who knew me couldn't call me my real name. They just had to call me Dolly Boy. And that is why you could say I'm the Limer Boy. You could say he's the Limer. I love all those names. I love it. But that's why I'll always be Dolly's Boy.
Right.
I appreciate the love that I've received having just being able to share my personal nickname with this industry. You know what I mean?
Right. And you'll forever be known as Dolly Boy and the Limer Boy. Like, if any conversation that comes up, oh yeah, the Limer Boy, like, you know who the reference is referring to. So
that is a blessing on its own.
Absolutely, for sure. Now, when you heard tracks like, I'm going to say Tupac's Hit 'Em Up or 50 Cent's In the Club, you already knew these tracks were going down in history as bangers. Like, they were complete fire. What are the characteristics of groundbreaking music?
I would say infectious. One of the characteristics is infectious because there are certain songs you could play and then you won't play it till next week.
Right.
And then there are certain songs you can play and keep playing and playing and playing and playing.
Right.
And that is what makes a song special because people never get tired of it.
Right.
And that is what I aim to do in every one of my releases. Going forward from the past to future, that was my goal. And I've only just because of this question now, it's lit a fire inside of me to make sure I can do that every time. So if I could do it in the past, I can do it in the future. And
1,000%.
And that was an amazing question there.
And I'm glad that my question inspired you. You know, these are the things that I think about when I think of really good music. These songs, like Limer Boy, for example, will go down in history as some of the greatest Chutney music released.
That is a blessing on its own right there. Wow.
Honestly.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, in your career, you've worked with many different artists, including Hunter, K.I., Ravi B., and so many more. Who else would you like to work with in the future?
I would love to work with everybody, to be honest. I'd love to work with you. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure we got something in the works.
Yep.
So,
yep.
The sky's the limit on who I want to work with.
Right.
It's just the time and getting everybody on board, you know? Like, I have certain tracks that I want, like, a large group of artists on that I've written myself.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But the hardest thing is to get the large group of these artists to fit right. that build. You know what I mean? So it's up to the artists on who they would want to work with. To be honest,
right.
But I'm willing to work with everybody.
Okay. And I mean, that type of mindset, keeping your mind open to more opportunities will always work in your favor. And guys, you heard it first. Are you guys ready for chutney hip hop? Are we, is
I am ready.
Is the world ready? That's the question, because I've heard some tracks here and there where there is a little bit of rapping happening, but it's not, you know, it's not like a real big collaboration.
You know what? I have to mention somebody that is trying their hardest to do something like that. He's a guy in New Jersey.
Okay.
goes by the name of P Goods.
Okay.
And he calls himself the West Indian rapper. You know what I mean?
Oh wow, okay.
And he has a great talent that I've honestly admired, because the way he writes and the way he just delivers, as like it sounds like hip hop, but he puts this West Indian thing into it that it should go mainstream for that reason. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I want to, like, if he ever listens to this interview, I'm gonna shout him out. You know what I mean? P Goods, keep doing your thing.
And you know what? I'm gonna definitely take a listen to his music as well. I do appreciate listening to innovative music.
And if you ever do an interview with him, you make sure and mention my my big up for him, so he could know.
Well, my friend, your show will be airing before his, so I'm sure he'll be hearing it first. Don't even worry about that.
Wicked, wicked.
Tell us about your performances. You always do amazing shows. Last time I saw you perform was at the Chutney Soca Monarch here in Toronto, the competition. What do you enjoy most about performing?
The sweat afterwards is probably the best sweat you could ever get. And that's not what, like, I mentioned that first, but it's being on stage and seeing everybody smiling and happy and just dancing and being able to just command a little bit of their attention is, it's a blessing to do that. And that's something I enjoy as well. And the goal is to not sound bad on stage, obviously.
Right.
But
right.
Sometimes you get so excited and you lose your breath. But being on stage, a learning experience.
Good. And I mean, you definitely shined. You did an amazing job. And the one thing I did notice, you're completely at home on the stage.
I know. It was amazing. I loved it. For the first performance in a while, it was good.
Excellent. Now, we all have areas in our career that we can definitely work on improving. What would you say is something that you're working on improving for yourself?
Something I mentioned just before this. It's not getting too excited and butterflies in your stomach and losing breath. Being able to have that energy and keep it going and not run out of it, you know? So being able to eat healthier and do some exercises is a goal of mine. And I've recently started to do that. So I feel much more better and excited to hit that stage soon as this COVID stuff stops.
Counting down the days, literally. That's all we can do right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've all made mistakes, especially, you know, being new to different industries and whatnot. Earlier in your career, what are some of the mistakes that you've made and how did you learn from them?
Great question. Just being able to share my mistakes is great. I tell you something that I've I've never told anybody this before, so this is the first time. But I went through a patch where I doubted myself and that was right after my grandfather had passed away. I kind of felt like I needed to take a break from this, which I regret doing. And I would call it a mistake because I should have kept it going and keep releasing these songs that I am releasing now and see what would have happened and never doubted myself, to be honest. So I regret that, to be honest. I don't think it's going to change the fact that I'm going to keep bringing what I'm bringing now.
Right.
Because there's no doubt that I had before. So I have to share that with you and everybody who's listening, that I had some doubts in myself which I don't no longer have anymore, but I had them and I worked through it.
Right.
So looked at the positive and threw out the negative, and I am a happier and more positive person, to be honest.
And you know, everyone needs to go through things in life to help them grow and better themselves as people. And you can actually spin this whole negative situation in a positive light, that you took the time to regroup, figure stuff out that you needed to figure out before you can come back and be the better version of yourself.
I couldn't have said it better than you did. I'm telling you straight up. That was a great explanation of this whole regret mistake thing, because that's how I looked at it. And that's how I continue to look at it. And I don't see it any other way. So, yeah, I appreciate the whole, I'm glad that you saw it too.
Yeah, this is what makes you stronger and even more determined for success, because, okay, I hit a rough patch. Cool. There's so much more to life. So much more music is coming. Bigger, brighter things are coming. That's how I look at it.
Yes, bigger, brighter things are coming.
Having recorded some music now and all the experience that you've gained so far, what do you wish you had known before when you first started off in the industry that would have helped you from the beginning?
I believe that you never know enough. So even though I might know a little bit more than I used to know, there's still more that I need to know. Repeat certain processes and steps that I've taken means a lot to be able to continue that and keep that going. And just doing something different every time is something that I thrive for. So I don't like to be the same or do the same type of song back to back to back. I like to give them a different variety, just a different melody, different concept, everything. So if the last one you didn't like, you must like this one. And if you don't like this one, you're going to like the next one. And that's how I kind of base myself towards.
Okay. All right. Now, artists come and go all the time for various reasons. You know, family, starting a family, losing interest, are just some of the reasons that this happens. And some people will just say, you know what, this is too much, too hard, too expensive, I'm done with the music industry, I'm finished. What would you say are the common reasons for people failing or giving up in the music industry?
I'm going to tell you, it's one reason that I brought up already, and I'm going to bring it up again. Sometimes they blame it on family and stuff like that, but it's a lot to do with doubting yourself. And a lot of people take a step back and you don't hear from them anymore. It's because they're probably doubting themselves. For whoever's listening and you've been doing that to yourself, should stop and look at the positive and get back into it and believe in yourself. It's all about believing in yourself. So, I would want to say that is the biggest thing for people who take a step back or you never hear from again. They start doubting themselves.
And, you know, I really appreciate you being so courageous to share your story so honestly, because I look at you and I just see, okay, Dolly Boy, he did Limer, one of my favorite Chutney songs ever made. Wow. That is freaking phenomenal, because it's going down in the history books. I would have never thought that you would have doubted yourself with your music.
Well, I've shared it with you, and I have to be, this is a part of being an artist. It's like either you put on a show or you give them the real part, you know?
Right. Absolutely. So appreciate that.
I'm going to do them both. I'll put on a show and give you some real.
Okay. All right. Now, every career choice comes with its own fair of struggles and challenges. What would you say are some of the challenges that artists typically experience?
Well, a lot of challenges is it's knowing the right people. Some people are challenged. Some people are challenged by that, and they don't know the right people, so they never get the right exposure they need, and that's the one of the biggest challenges, to be honest, is because getting that exposure that you need, you will put you where you want to see yourself, and some people are challenged by in getting that and being able to get exposure. So, and it's knowing the right people to get exposure. So, yeah.
Okay. And that is true. I mean, the music game is not an easy game, and having the right connections definitely puts you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Those are facts. Now, on the same topic of struggle, COVID has caused severe damage in the entire entertainment industry. It's caused severe damage to our freaking world.
Yep.
With the ongoing COVID situation, how has it affected your music career?
Definitely by just not able to have any concerts or any live performances, and just having being in front of a crowd and seeing, engaging with the fans, and just being able to just do our normal routine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's
right.
It's hard. It's hard because we got to worry about our health, and we got to worry about the health of our family. And this is a serious part time in this world where we don't get a minute to worry about like the stuff that we used to worry about. We have to worry about this disease and this virus. Sorry. So yeah, it's a lot of things to pay attention to and be cautious of, to be honest.
For sure. Now, being in the industry so long, it's got to be at least over, 10 years since you dropped Limer Boy?
Let's say nine. Because,
9 years.
2011 is when I dropped it.
Okay, so it's getting up there.
Mm-hmm.
What inspires you and keeps you motivated in the industry?
To be honest, it's the being able to create something new and fresh that keep me in this industry, because I believe I can keep doing that and keep bringing something new and fresh. So I had this doubt in a while back ago that I got rid of, and there's no way I could feel that even creeping up to come back on me, because I found this new drive in me that I can keep writing and keep creating and being able to go and record, even though it's COVID time. I'm glad that we can just go and focus on certain things that we never get to focus on before. It was just go and record, leave. Now we could just sit down, listen, take our time, and really get the fans what they're looking for, to be honest, when we release.
Okay. If you ever have doubts in your mind, I'm going to share something with you, because these conversations in all of these segments and interviews that I've been doing are being aired every week. And your name has come up now twice, not by me, by my guests from KI and from Ranjeev.
Mm-hmm.
And both have said, you know, that they are so thankful working with you, because you guys did tracks together, or you've written tracks for them. The fact that your music is going to live on through others, from your writings, your sounds, your music, that right there is added confidence that, yeah, you know what? I definitely am doing something right here.
Yeah. Like, it feels good to just being mentioned by those two. And just being able to work with them is a blessing on its own too, because these are guys that are musicians before artists, and they've jumped into the artist scene and shined as well. So I could only have the world of respect for both of them, and we look forward to working with both of them again in the future, because like you said, we've done some big stuff.
Those are facts.
Yeah.
Those are facts. Now, on the darker side of things with the industry, is there something that's rubbed you the wrong way over the years that you would love to be able to change about the industry?
That is such a good question. Something that rubbed me the wrong way. I would have to say, I love all the promoters that promote our music and throw shows and throw concerts and book artists and just, you know, accommodate them and stuff like that. But I believe that this industry should be getting paid, like paid. And we shouldn't be rum shop singers. And I'm not trying to bash anybody who does that, because that might be their limit and what they want to accomplish and where they want to be, right?
Right.
But as artists who are very talented, like the guys before on your show and future to come, these guys, everybody in this industry has their talent and they're worth something. You know what I mean? So what has rubbed me the wrong way is just seeing what artists would take as pay and call it a day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is 100% facts, because compared to what a chutney artist is paid versus, I'm not even going to use hip hop. We'll just use Soca. Let's just start with Soca. Mm-hmm. It's night and day difference, literally.
It's night and day for sure. And they still want you to dress in like the most extravagant. They want you to be able to sing certain different songs, but they don't know that, hey, it takes time and money to have this outfit and practice this song and be able to, you know what I mean? So there's lots of things that come into play. And I believe that an artist should be getting paid with this industry. And until that changes, it's going to rub me the wrong way all the time.
One of those things that, especially doing these interviews and interviewing tons of, almost every chutney singer out there, and now I'm slowly working with the soca singers, what I'm finding out, it is literally a night and day difference from what chutney artists are paid, that they're not getting all their flights, hotels, and all that stuff paid for, whereas soca, you're basically treated like royalty.
Exactly. You're in the best flight.
And they're seeing it. Yeah.
You're in the best flight, the best hotel, the best food.
Yes. And
you know what I mean? So, like, if we could make you the money, why not pay us?
Right.
So, that's all. You know what I mean? Like, that's all that rubs me the wrong way. Everything else is, we could deal with it. I could deal with it.
Well, money is a very big hot topic. Money rules the world. You are essentially doing it for the love of music, but you also need to be paid fairly.
Exactly.
Bottom line. All right. Now, what is the most appealing thing about pursuing a career in music?
To be honest, it's getting people to listen to your music and seeing it blow up. That is something that it's worth every penny.
All right.
It's I would say priceless, to be honest. Like, I don't need money for anything like that. I just want to be able to keep doing that, you know? But money is good, like you said, and it's what everybody needs it.
Yep. Those are facts. Now, for our listeners out there, some of them thinking about getting into the music game, not really sure how to approach the topic, what advice would you give to them, being in the industry for so long now?
Well, to be honest, it's just to get to the right person who will listen to you and guide you. And I was blessed to have a couple of those people around me and able to guide me for since Limer. And I'm no longer like, I wouldn't say I need them, but I always look up to the help that I've received. You know, I've always respected people who've put their name out there to put my name out there. You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah, it's for these upcoming artists, it's all about being able to humble yourself and believe in yourself. And then talking to the right person, get a hold of somebody that is doing what you want to do, and
right.
learn from them and keep growing.
Exactly. Now, are there any resources that really helped you in your journey? I mean, I learned that distributors are the way to connecting you to Spotify, iTunes, to make you get paid, basically. That was my biggest learning being in the industry so far. What about you? Is there anything that has helped you along your way so far that you'd like to share with our listeners?
To be honest, it's the radio play and being able to copyright your music and having it getting paid behind the scenes. So not only for your own music, but for all the other songs that I've written. So that has helped me see, like, be substantially, because a lot of people didn't realize I wrote for Ranjeev, Ramdeen, Sally, Sagram, Rishma Ramlal. I'm probably like, I wrote the song with me and K.I. I wrote the Ravi B, Ricky Jai song, the Hunter song. And like, it's just being able to have that on radio and receive that love. And I'll call that love in royalties, you know?
Yes. And it's good that you're able to share that with the world, because prior to learning more about these artists and their previous tracks they've dropped, I didn't know that you were the one writing these tracks. I had no clue.
Yep, so, I'm in the fine print.
That's excellent. Despite with COVID going on, there's quite a few people doing different virtual projects. Are there any virtual projects, or upcoming events that you'd like our listeners to know?
To be honest, I'm planning something that I just want to make sure and plan it right before I let it out.
Yep.
So, yeah, very soon I'm pretty sure I'll come back on your show and then I'll be able to give that insight, you know?
Ooh, part deuce, everyone. Excited.
And okay. I called it.
That's it.
I called it. I'm coming back.
All right. So this is why I always say I have the best guests on my show, because honestly, every interview I've done so far, it's been about 12 different segments. They're like, okay, Linda, you know, this is only the one of many. And I'm like, bring it. I need content for the rest of my life. So guys, stay tuned. More to come with Dolly Boy. You heard it first. I did notice that you have a really strong social media presence, which is fabulous. Being online, really working on your socials is a game changer, because let's face it, it's free. The freest way to connect to the masses, right?
Exactly.
Where can our listeners connect with you online?
I'm on Facebook,
yep.
Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube. Exactly that. Also, I'm on a few distribution sites like Spotify, and I'm getting to a couple others. So as soon as I get those launched, everything's going to be on. And yeah, I'm just excited because 9 years ago, we didn't have this.
It's true.
And it's here for us, and where I'm going to take advantage of it. And all the upcoming artists, I'm seeing them starting up their little pages, and it's looking very excited and creative. So I don't want to say steal certain ideas from them, but learn a few things, because there's always room for learning.
Exactly. No one is ever stealing or thiefing from one another. We are inspiring each other and absorbing the best ideas. If I can learn something from you. You can learn something from me. Let's put it together and let's win together. Why not?
Exactly.
So what about SoundCloud? Anything on SoundCloud?
Honestly, I'm not too familiar with SoundCloud, but I would look into it now okay. that you brought that up.
So it's another really, it's a platform designed strictly for music. And again, another free social platform. And there's millions of users who literally are going on there to listen to new music. Most of the DJs use it for their mixtapes. Artists use it for their new tracks, new music. You give the option of downloads. You also get the option to sell. Same with Reverb Nation as well. You can also sell your music on there. And these sites are the best price in town. Free.
Awesome.
Free exposure. So
I'm going to check that out.
All right. So, Dolly Boy, what's next for you?
Well, I have a few collabs that I'm working on closely, and I am very excited to just put out. I want to mention one that I'm currently working on right now with an artist from Canada. He's a little older, but he's very creative, and he came to me with a great idea, and we put some lyrics to it, and melody is sweet, and I'm working with the guy that produced Limer, so...
Okay.
It's going to be a big, it's going to be something big to look out for as well.
All right. Lastly, I know that you have a ton of fans out there listening right now. What message do you have for your fans?
That's a great question. Well, I just want them to know that I appreciate them. And it means a lot to be able to bring music and be accepted by the listeners and everybody around the world. So, and just getting that little like and that love button and that share button from you guys, it's amazing, you know? So keep it up, guys. And I appreciate you guys from the bottom of my heart.
Ganesh, I would like to say thank you for being a part of my show. It was awesome getting to know more about you, more about your music. And I really appreciate the impact that you have on Chutney Music. You have so much talent. Your sound is very different from what I've seen with the music. You have a unique sound. And definitely use that to your advantage, because with the industry, we need innovation. The music needs innovation in order for it to grow, right?
Well said.
And at the end of the day, I can't wait to see what new things are coming here from you, new music. And my favorite is seeing you perform. Can't wait for COVID to be over so you're back on stage where you belong. So,
and I'm gonna take this Chutney Soca Monarch crown in Toronto.
There's tons more coming. There might even be more competitions coming. And the good thing is that you've had the experience. You've done it last year. You already kind of know what's to come with your experience and your background. I think I'm looking at the next champ.
Thank you. I think you are.
I am.
We're going to play this back when it happens. So they know I called it.
Yes, exactly. Guys, not trying to play psychic or anything, but we're kind of calling it here today. Dolly Boy will be our next CSM champ for Toronto. We're calling it here today.
Yes, we are.
My support. So, all right, guys. Well, that's a wrap. I'll be leaving you with new music from Dolly Boy, Start a War. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. And I hope you'll be tuning in next week. I have another amazing Chutney artist, and you don't want to miss it. Cheers, y'all.
Thank you, Linda.
Dolly Boy. Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Big up. Thank you as well.
Big up. So, we called it, guys, as you said it. You're going to be the next CSM for Toronto.
Exactly. You're amazing. Same to you.
Take care. Bye. Uh-huh.
Kingdom. Ride my boy in the tongue. Yeah. I didn't know. She had a man say, I didn't know. She had a man boy, she had a man. So why the young girl so? Why she so now? Why she so? And I didn't know. She had a man, boy, she had a man. She called me in the morning and she get me on my cell phone. Catch me when I was yawning and I tell she, girl, leave me alone. Cause what we did last night can't happen anymore. If your boyfriend find out, he go want to start a war. I tell she, cause what we did last night can't happen anymore. If your boyfriend find out, he go want to start a war.
She bad like a crab, the girl send me mad. You only find girls like that in Trinidad. I deal with it fast like a doubles in my hand. The girl don't ask for she one double man. But ooh-wee, baby, the things that you do drive me crazy. I wanted to make you my lady, but you come around fast and you try to play me. She called me in the morning and she get me on my cell phone. Catch me when I was yawning and I tell she, girl, leave me alone. Cause what we did last night can't happen anymore. If your boyfriend find out, he go want to start a war. I tell she, cause what we did last night can't happen anymore. If your boyfriend find out, he go want to start a war. I didn't know she had a man. She had a man. Say I didn't know she had a man, boy. She had a man. So why the young girl so? Why she so no? Why she so? And I didn't know she had a man, boy. She had a man. Bad like a habit, bounce like a rabbit. Disappear fast and she gone like magic. Far from average, already married. She like to play games that will do you real damage. Ooh-wee, baby, the things that you do drive me crazy. I wanted to make you my lady, but you come around fast and you try to play me. She call me in the morning and she get me on my cell phone. Yo. Catch me when I was yawning and I tell she, girl, leave me alone. Yeah. Cause what we did last night can't happen anymore. If your boyfriend find out, he go want to start a war. I tell she, cause what we did last night can't happen anymore. If your boyfriend find out, he go want to start a war. I didn't know she had a man. She had a man. Say I didn't know she had a man, boy. She had a man. So why the young girl so? Why she so no? Why she so? And I didn't know she had a man, boy. She had a man.